Talk 1010 WCSI 98.1 FM. I'm News Director John Clark. This morning I'm talking with the candidates from Bartholomew County Council in the at-large race. Our candidate next up is Democrat Michelle Carr. Michelle, thanks for coming in.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So for people who don't know you, can you talk a little about who you are and what you do and where people might know you from?
Well, I have lived here in Bartholomew County my entire life, so I'm sure people have known me just from being around. I do a lot of volunteer work now. I used to be in finance for 10 years, almost 10 years, and we've hit a change in our family life, and I needed to stay home more with our little ones. So I started looking for something I could do volunteer when they're at school and fill my passions. And I really started volunteering with the Sierra Club. I love nature, love being out in parks, and really feel it's important that everybody has access to green spaces and, you know, feel safe when they're doing so. And out in with the Democratic Party, you know, they really just brought me in quite quickly. And here and there, it started substituting at the Bartholomew County school system. Found that I really loved working with children. And so I did that for quite a while and still kind of sub when they need.
And what made you decide that to run for the county council?
Well, there was a lot of reasons. But the main one, when I was asked, I, you know, looked at my friends and I was like, you know, I know it's been a long time since a Democrat has been in our county level office. And I said, you know, when was the last time one of us were elected? And they looked it up and said, you know, 1986. And I said, are you sure? And knowing that, I was 12 years old the last time we had a Democrat in office, someone to represent myself. And knowing that I haven't had representation and I am not, you know, someone that, you know, as much of a minority, and I know there have to be other people who really lack representation and haven't had anybody representing them fully for a long time. And I said, you know, okay, I'll do it. Let me see if I can offer that voice to everyone, you know, and make everyone feel like they have that representation. I have two LGBTQ children, and I don't feel like there's been anybody like me on the council. And so I just wanted to give a voice that's a little different than what we've had and see if I can help people feel like they have a voice on the council.
Obviously, one of the council's main roles is the finances of the county and figuring out how to pay for everything. And there's been a real boost in the county finances over the last few years because of money coming in from COVID relief that has really helped out the county budget and helped the county do some projects. That money's going away. Have we used it the way we should have used it? How do we budget going forward when we don't have that extra? It's almost $17 million, $16.5 million plus some change.
Right. I felt like they've done a pretty good job, you know, using that money. I hope that we have, you know, used it to its fullness. I worry a lot that I can't seem to get an accurate amount on the rainy day fund. The last time they published an amount of what they have in there, it's been a year or so. And so we really don't seem to have our grasp of what's there, but I know they like to save. And then they get hit with an issue. And it's like everyone's scrambling. Where is this money coming from? How are we going to budget this? And it's like an issue that they've known is coming for 5 years, you know, or so. And so it's like, you know, we knew 5 years ahead we should be planning for this, planning sustainably, knowing this is coming, let's put money back already. So we're not scrambling. We need to be more prepared instead of reactive. And, you know, saving money is great, but I think there are times when you could prepare ahead of time and maybe spend a little more in that moment, but save yourself a lot more in the long run. And it would equal out or be better, more beneficial to do it that way than being like, oh, now we have to go buy this new county, you know, police car that we knew about and it's dead. And now we got to pull money from something else. That scares me.
So when you look at the situation the county is in, and you look ahead at some of the challenges that may be coming up, anything that particularly strikes you that you're particularly looking forward to being able to tackle if you're elected to the county council?
Yes. Like I said, I've worked a lot with like the Sierra Club. Parks are a huge thing for me. I know that our county parks have really suffered. I've done a park tour with our wonderful director, Rich Day. And, you know, there's a lot of work that our parks need. And he really lacks manpower. It's like him and maybe one or two part-timers. Often when I talk to him, he's doing something himself. And if he had more manpower or volunteers or funds to pay other people, a lot of things would get done. Like we have a playground that three preschools in that area use that playground as their, you know, recess. And it needs new equipment. It needs better accessibility. Like there's just huge, you know, things where that park really needs some tweaking. And I mean, schools use it. And so, you know, seeing that, it just breaks my heart because I'm like, we want safe places for our kids to be able to go outside and play. Like that's so beneficial. And so, you know, that's one of the things I would love to do. I know Pence, who retired recently, was the liaison with the park board. And so I would love to fulfill that position and just work with our parks, work with Rich, try to help get grants and do whatever I can to just really make them healthy and accessible for our community. Our youth detention center is another thing close to my heart. You know, working in retail like I did for a really long time before finance, you know, I did run into some youth that got into trouble and it wasn't on their fault, you know, but things happened, mistakes happened, and they fell, you know, found themselves in the youth detention center. And, you know, I hear now that they're looking at it as a business and they might not keep it here. And that scares me because I'm like, you know, what if these kids, their whole community support is here? And if they get moved to another area because it's considered a business and it's not profitable, these kids are going to feel abandoned, and how are they going to be productive citizens at that point? And I, and our community responsibility is to look after our young people. You know, you always hear it takes a village, and it really, really does. And if we're shipping off our kids after one mistake to another county, that just seems like a terrible idea.
Well, as we are wrapping up, I think the one of the big issues that voters are concerned about is the integrity of our election system. What's your thoughts on whether their vote will be counted accurately and they will really be able to make their voice heard here in Bartholomew County?
I don't have any concerns here in Bartholomew County as far as votes being counted accurately. I feel like we've always done a very good job in our county with that. I mean, even down to the recount with Jerome Wood, like that was phenomenal. You know, they just watching the whole process, like it's very, very, you know, configured. They have it down to the T, and I just don't see how anything could be miscounted. I have really good feeling that this election will be really accurate.
We've been talking this morning with Michelle Carr. She is a Democrat running for the at-large seat on the Bartholomew County Council. Michelle, thanks for coming in and chatting this morning.
Hey, thank you for having me.
Thanks for listening to us here at News and Views on News Talk 1010 WCSI 91 FM. I'm John Clark. We'll be back next week with News and Views. Hope you have a great weekend.